delighted because come to Trent Bridge and beat Notts in their own backyard aside. I think the last three times we've played them in 2020 we've lost, but you know, I was really proud of the boys today. I thought it was a really outstanding effort, and there was some, you know, amazing bits of fielding. I love it when we field well. It's always a good vibe when we field well, and it's testament to all of the work they put in, but also their intensity and desire to win. You can see that in the field, and yeah, it was outstanding today. I was really pleased with all the boys.
I think I was personified by Ross White's brilliant stop out on the boundary. Yeah, he turned a six into a two.
Was it a two? I thought they got a three.
I don't know. I was eulogising about the stop.
I just couldn't. It was just one of the most amazing bits of fielding I've ever seen. He just leapt so high, and to have the sort of nous to actually get it and throw it back before you land, just incredible, really. So I thought Jack Chantrey had a fine bit of fielding when he got that run out as well early on. So, and Cavezzi was incredible with his attacking of the ball today. He stopped so many runs for us. But I think it's fair to say also, you know, look at Brett's performance. Brett came in and bowled four overs for 20, and you know, against good players and international players, and I think that he was outstanding today as well.
Did you think you got enough runs, 163?
I felt it was a good score, and I felt that you'd got him on the board. You know, sometimes it takes a bit of getting when you've got chasing a score of 160, you know, and I did think we'd got enough, but with some of the difficult players to bowl at, like Hales, Lum, Patel, Taylor, and Vessels is a fine striker of the ball, so you know, you've always run the risk of one of them really coming off. But I did feel we'd probably got enough, but we needed to bat, we needed to bowl and field really well, which is what we did.
Not many teams fielding three spinners. I think you bowled three spinners in the first seven overs tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a bit of credit there goes to Syed. We had a bit of a discussion on the coach with some of the senior boys and looking at possibly the best way forward, and you know, it was him who suggested the three spinners, and when we turned up and saw the wicket was a used wicket, we thought, you know what, it's not a bad option, and it gives us something different, and so maybe Syed should take a little bit of the praise for that.
You brought Chris Russell in tonight, had a bit of a nightmare first over, but he stuck to it and came back well to bowl at the death.
Yeah, I thought he held his nerve well towards the end and bowling the short stuff to the long boundary. I thought it was really good plans. He bowled an excellent delivery to the lad Wood that spun away bowling the slower ball. So there was a lot of good things with him coming into the side as well, but he's going to get my boot when I get in that dressing room about the no balls.
Three tough away games to start with. First game at Durham, not so good. Last game, you were in it till the death, and tonight you've won here. So you won't be happy. You'd have been happy if you'd won all three, but home game next week, so you've got something to build on.
Yeah, I think so, and give the lads a bit of confidence as well. You know, I don't think we've played that badly in the first two games neither. I thought Durham were there for the taking when we took them early wickets, but they fought back really, really well, and it was a fine partnership. And similarly at Old Trafford, you know, it was a big score, but I thought we batted ever so well to try and get near. So I've definitely, and I told the lads, I felt that I've seen enough to make us think that we can definitely win games in this 20-over comp, and I quite like the idea, funnily enough, of us defending. And you know, I think that it makes Syed a better, you know, bowler for us in many ways, because the scoreboard pressure, wind pressure on the batsman, and you know, he handles the pressure really well. So, but no, I think, you know, we've got home game to come. We should be better in our own backyard. It should suit our bowlers a little bit more. But still, we've got to do the job. You know, if you look at our batters today, most of them went to the crease and got runs. So I was really pleased.
Back to four-day cricket, down to Tunbridge Wells. You haven't got Gareth Andrew. What's the situation?
Yeah, he came through a bowl the day before the second team match. We played him in one of the 2020s to test him out, and sadly he broke down again. But we've since had some scan results that we're going to get a report on. I think it's very likely that obviously he's missed tonight, he'll miss Sunday, and we hope to try and get him back from there. But we've got to still wait and see. We're going to have a second opinion on the scans that we've seen. The scans didn't look terrible at all. I like to think optimistically and think that hopefully we can get him back playing as soon as we can, which may be after this Tunbridge Wells game. But Well, let's wait and see, really, and not get too far ahead of ourselves and wait for the medical people to tell us.